Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Job of the week, and a Marble Falls Street game. Job of the week, and the club likes to make it rain. Job of the week, says he believes in the mean green.
Job of the week,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is,
Now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yay!
Quarter after two. It's the job of the week.
Ah, yeah.
Here he is, George.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, George.
Hey, fellas. I still am trying to figure out all the words to the theme song. I don't think I want to know some of them.
It's like a Marble Falls Street Gang, I believe.
I did catch that. That's really funny.
I don't know if you ever actually were, but the lyrics.
No, I was never in a street gang. I did live near Marble Falls.
Oh, man. What a big announcement on the station. Was that today that you guys will be joining the Cowboys? In the motherland?
Yes, how about that?
How about that? That's awesome.
I think it's the first international broadcast ever.
And
American sports radio.
What's that time difference?
Is this the first time you've ever had a passport?
No, I have used a passport before to go to Canada and the Grand Caymans.
Okay. Those are kind of off-brand foreign countries, but okay, we'll count those. But this is your first big time.
Yeah, this is my first time to Europe. Absolutely, to cross the pond.
What's that time difference?
Whatever it is, we're doing like a midday show. We're almost like bad radio hours.
Yeah.
Over there.
Are we going to be able to hang out together, George?
Why would you want to hang out with us on your honeymoon?
Yeah, now this is an interesting.
You're going there on your honeymoon to see the Cowboys?
To see
game?
The Cowboys, no. Jaguars?
We'll be out of London by then.
Oh, okay. Man, that's awesome. So you'll
We're
be there on
there
your
for
honeymoon.
George.
And are you just going to London for your honeymoon? Or you
London and Paris.
Oh, London and Paris.
Maybe George can give you some tips. He has made 4 babies.
All right.
3.
How's it work?
Oh, 3?
Yeah, I only have 4.
Oh, the one we're not supposed to talk about. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
You're the biggest jerk I know.
He is. Hey,
yeah, you are a big jerk.
Forgive me.
I mean, that's a sarcastic comment, and I really don't appreciate it.
Forgive me. I only heard part
really?
Of your discussion about England.
And I'm not kidding.
But I had a great time this morning because hearing you guys were going to be in England and hearing you announce where you were going to be doing your show gave me the giggles. Would you like to share with everybody where you'll be doing your show?
We're doing it from the very fake-sounding radio broadcasting company of Talk Sport.
Talk Sport, which is their ESPN radio or whatever. Like it's a big deal over there, Talk Sport.
Yes, and when they called the station, whatever it was, gosh, 15 years ago?
I would say 2001-ish.
Okay. Yeah, 2001-ish.
This is one of my favorite ticket memories of all time.
They called the station, and they said they wanted to talk to someone about what was in the news over there about Dirk, wasn't it?
Yes.
And
a Spice Girl.
Dirk and a Spice Girl. I hadn't even heard the story.
And this was following a Steve Nash and a Spice Girl story from like 2 months prior to that.
Yeah.
And which we were all familiar with because I forget which Spice Girl, but Steve Nash did have a thing with a Spice Girl. That really did happen.
Right.
But then I think the English tabloids linked either the same Spice Girl or a totally different one with Dirk, which was news to all of us, but they wanted to talk to one of us, and it ended up being the big man.
Yeah, and they just called back when we used to have cubicles and our own phone line number for Meridian Mail. yeah, they called and they said, hey, this is so-and-so with Talk Sport. Would you like to talk about the Mavericks with us? And I said, well, yeah, I guess I'll go along with it. What do you want to talk about? And they said, well, Doug, dating a Spice Girl. And it sounded so fake. And at the time, you had never heard of Talk Sport either, had
you? No, I had not.
And so I went on with them, and it just sounded so fake, and I didn't know what they were talking about. So I just started saying, okay, so this is Corby. Great. Corby's got a friend who has an English accent. And meantime, this is like, I guess their drive time show or something. I guess this would have been like maybe evening drive or something.
Uh-huh.
And
in fact, he didn't accuse you. He introduced you as the host of the breakfast show, and that tickled you. They don't call it morning drive. They call it the breakfast show.
Yeah, the breakfast show. And apparently George thinks this is a bit of a wind-up.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, right, a wind-up, right.
See,
you know, and I just started doing my horrible impersonation of a British guy.
Which is derived completely from Monty Python.
Hold on. We have to point out, too, so you think this was the year 2000 or so?
I think so, 2001.
Somewhere in there.
I feel like this was more the tail end of really heavy ticket prank time period.
Yeah, this is right about the time of Evel Knievel and Corby.
It was after the Muser's prank of the week had tailed off, because that's just too hard to keep going.
Yeah.
But it was very close to the time I remember when you pretended you were somebody from a Chicago sports radio station, and you had Grego on. And you really got him.
That's right.
You got him really fired up and going about the Cowboys, but then you burst his bubble at the very end as he's calling for firings and this. You know, you just got him.
Oh yeah.
Sports Grego wound up, and then you and you burst his bubble. But so it was kind of right after that, I remember, and you were really on guard for
this is.
And Corby was a chief. Corby was doing bits all the time, pranking Rich Phillips. Any time you turn around, he is pranking you. So you are sitting in there telling these guys, like, you're sabotaging their interview. They just think they're sports guys doing a real sports interview.
Yes.
You're shooting their wheels off because you think it's Corby or Grego or somebody getting you back. And it was really funny.
Yes, and I'm
I don't know if you ever, because they played like a promo or something to convince you.
Yeah.
That,
and I said, oh, I've done that before. I was a fake talk show host, and I played. That's easy to do. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, so,
and this is
at a time before we had laptops, really. I know that sounds ridiculous, but we would all use these ridiculously poor cubicle computers they would provide. And so we'd be sitting there at these back-to-back computers, and George and I would either be doing that, eating pralines at Herrera's, or playing that NFL arcade game or whatever they
NFL
had.
NFL Blitz
over there down the hall. And, you know, 10 o'clock till noon every day was a screw-around time. And so George is on one computer talking to these guys. I'm on the other one. And George starts asking me to check to fact check these guys as they're on the air.
Yeah.
And so I'm typing away. I'm like, what is it? Talk Sport? Okay, so I do. And what do they say their names are? Hogsby and Jacobs?
Yeah, and totally fake sounding names.
And so I look at the screen, and everything they're saying checks out. Like, now they've had to have designed a fake giant website and everything. And I start, like, maybe I even turn the stream on, and there's George's voice. I mean, it was so great.
I just right here Bob saying, dude, I think this is legit. I was like, oh, no. So, and yeah, in the meantime, in England, they're hearing this ugly American just totally ridicule them. And apparently, I was like, and then here's the other layer to this. Over there, they thought that I was like one of their characters. They thought that I was a fake character, that no one could be this stupid and ridiculous. And so they said, no, George is really he's a real person. And I think I went on with him the next day because they had so much reaction to me that first day, like, man, get that idiot George on again.
And my favorite part was when they asked about Big Dirk, and that, like, set an alarm off with George. He's like, wait a minute. How do you guys know we call him Big Dirk? And they both in unison said, he's 7 feet tall. What else are you going to call him? Like, you thought this was some Dallas secret nickname for Dirk.
I know.
Big Dirk.
I was just ridiculous. But, you have to admit, if you've never heard of that before, Talk Sport.
Right. Talk Sport.
So fake.
You're on the breakfast show, are you, George?
Hey, on the breakfast show. Oh, I guess George thinks this is a bit of a wind-up.
So now, now it's possible that you and Hogsby and Jacobs can finally meet.
Yes.
Are they still doing their thing?
Are they still on? I guess I haven't looked recently. I believe they're still doing their...
No, yeah, they're still on. They're doing real well, I think.
That is great. Yeah,
so, do they still have soccer in England?
They do. In fact, in May, when I was driving around in a cab, he had Talk Sport on, and I was enjoying it, and I was thinking about George the whole time.
Imagining what that must have sounded like in London when some knucklehead from Dallas was on doing a fake British accent.
Man, I'm excited to have you in England because, as you know, I do love it over there. And
why don't you move there?
Well, you know what? It's crossed my mind. I don't want to marry it. And this trip, you know, I don't want to act like I wouldn't love to be on this trip. That sounds great. The Cowboys will be there. The big man will be there.
It's all good, except here we're going to a soccer match.
What are you going to? Don't be a jerk. You'll love it.
I don't know. Two teams I never heard of.
Is Craig making you do it?
Good. You need to go.
Will Gordo bring a book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt he'll read during that
thing. Or like cross stitch or something, whatever he does at games.
A little pillow.
He's going to have a blanket, a throw. Hey, would you like this throw?
Maybe some yarn. I don't know. Man, are we gonna get Job of the Week international version?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's going to be good times.
Man, chips and everything.
Total chips.
Are you going to have chips when you're over there?
Oh, yeah. With fish. You know, that's the only thing about this. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the trip. It's going to be, I think a fun experience for the P1, too, with us loose on the streets of London and all that.
Yeah.
But I have to say, almost like under my breath, I don't think the NFL should be playing over there.
Yeah, you're probably onto something.
Regular season games, it's not right.
You're probably onto something, but you do know it's going to happen. There will be a franchise there. There will be a franchise in Paris, and there's nothing you can do about it.
When's that going to happen?
Give me 10 years.
Would they call it the International Football League then? They'd have to change the name.
Right? I'm not crazy here, right? They're going to do this.
Think about it.
It's going to happen, right, George?
I mean, would you have just a European league?
I think you'd have a division. Like, you'd have a four-team division. Maybe Barcelona and Munich get teams, too, or something like that. I think it's happening.
Yeah, it probably is.
That's how we grow our global footprint. By the way, the Cowboy game, I think, is at a normal time. They're making the Lions and Falcons play, like, at 1:30 over there, so we have an 8:30 a.m. kickoff this week live. So if you want,
to
start up,
Fox is going on their pregame show really early Sunday morning.
Yeah, like there's a triple header or something this week or quadruple.
What a great country!
Football's pretty awesome, isn't it?
It is pretty awesome. And
so you got to go to the tower. You guys are on from noon to four.
That sounds right.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's gonna hurt your museum Tower of London tours and things. But get her done.
Yeah, we're gonna hit those like in the morning,
good.
You know, before we do our show, because they probably close down pretty quickly afterwards when they.
Yeah.
So what's the trip?
That's closed.
It's what?
Are you leaving on a Friday and coming back on when?
No, we're going like Saturday to Saturday.
Oh, you're going all week,
the 2nd to the 9th or something like that. First to the 8th.
I think it is. Yeah.
Nice.
And
by the way,
will you go to the circle where they were in vacation?
Of course you will.
That's first on the list.
You're going to be double-decker bus tour right when you get off the plane. You got to. It's pretty awesome.
Double-decker.
With the playmaker. You got to take the playmaker as well. Man, this is exciting. This is, and the musers will be on later in the day, Dan, so you don't have to wake up so early to hear them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think that it works, but
we'll be on the air at the same time.
Like you're on London time, Dan, and then just wake up early.
That'd be great.
Breakfast with the Musers on the breakfast show.
Well,
I will vote for you.
Yeah, we're still running for mornings.
Neither of you guys have been to England, right?
No.
Dan, have you been across?
No. I've been to
Canada.
Do
you guys have a desire to? Dan and Donnie?
Yeah, sure. I've been to Greece. I'm going to Dubai. I'd like to have London on the plate.
George,
you've been international then.
Yeah, Donovan's traveled more than any of us. Him and the Grits
Thank
go
you,
everywhere.
Grits.
Right?
Yeah.
Greece,
fun.
Australia.
What? I didn't go to Australia. Twiggy
I went to Destin.
Paris.
You went to Destin.
And then there was Branson, too, remember?
Oh, Branson, many years ago.
Yeah.
I thought that's an old story.
And don't forget Fort McDowell. He went to that as well.
Oh, yeah, that's where they have the casinos in the McDowell Mountains.
You and George aren't that far apart in terms of international travel at this point, but...
Well, here's the thing. Like, when I was in college, I didn't really think much about it. Certainly couldn't afford it. When I was, you know, just out of college and working... I couldn't afford it, and then I had small kids, and I don't know. It just it didn't really seem like a feasible trip for a family of four.
Yeah. Just leave the kids at home. They can fend for themselves.
That's what Bob does. He ignores his family.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I guess I could have done that, but I always looked at, you know, vacation time was something we, you know, we'd do with our kids.
That old family thing.
That's pretty antiquated, man.
So overrated.
Yeah, it's antiquated. But I don't know. It just never really seemed to make much sense that, so where you're going to take the kids when they got older, it just didn't seem like a feasible family trip. I don't know. That just... Isn't that a mind blower to take your entire family to Europe?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem crazy?
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the entire gang going, but you can bet. You can bet I'll be going. Well, George, this has been a fun visit. It gets me all excited for Jub of the Week in just a couple weeks when we get International Chirp Chirp live
soccer
on the air.
Soccer reports live from London.
Yeah, you're going to Fulham and Blackpool, I think. That's what I'm told.
Root for Blackpool.
Fulham is
you know that, Donnie.
It's a Craven Cottage is their stadium. It's a small little place that might remind you of like a high school stadium.
Like Wildcat Rab?
Dude, it's awesome.
So
and it's right on the River Thames, and it used to have a Michael Jackson statue on the outside because the owner was a Michael Jackson fan. It's
Sounds really awesome.
Kind of distance from him after the whole thing.
I don't know. I think the statue was actually torn down when he sold the team, but you're going to love it, Jenks. It's going to be great, and I'm excited.
Can't wait.
All right, Jub. Way to go. Good luck on your breakfast show.
All right. See you, Bad Radio.
There's a Jub of the Week.
I like chicken. I like chicken.
Let's check the crow. What? Let's check the cowboy.
I don't think crow
line.
Not the crow line. The crow line next.